B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And he became, dude, not for nothing. You want to talk about advice? I mean, it doesn't get bigger in the fantasy circles than the one man. He just has one name. He goes by Geek. Geek, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys? It is fantasy draft season, the best time of year.
I can imagine, Geek. I know you're freaking out.
I love it. I love this time of year. We got week one of the preseason out of the way. We're starting to see things happening. A lot of the stuff that we've been looking at all offseason is finally coming together. I'm telling you, this is my favorite time of year. I love it.
All right, Geek, we need to get serious now, Geek. I mean, all right, like, I need to get serious with you. I assume, first of all, how many leagues will you be in?
14, 15, some high-stakes leagues. I got a big high-stakes draft coming up this weekend.
Oh, really? Like, yeah, what's the stakes? Like, what's the buy-in?
For the weekend one, we're talking about a $350 entry league, which is medium stakes, I would say. I've got a $2,000 league coming up.
$2,000? What?
Listen, I was trying to make a living playing fantasy football. It don't come easy.
$2,000 entry fee? Oh, my God. Geek,
do it.
Were you in one last year? Did you make money? I know you had to. You had to make a fortune last year.
Last season, we were on the show, right? We talked about Jalen Hurts, who was going outside of the top 12. I said, guys, just draft Hurts in your league, right? This was on your show. Jalen Hurts wound up as the QB3 overall. That was a killer move because we all waited on QB last season, everybody who listened. We also, all of us combined who listened to the Anthony Gargano's life, who listened, we all drafted Cooper Kupp because we talked about why is Cooper Kupp going after Robert Woods.
Yeah, you did.
Why was Debo Samuel going after Brandon Ayuk? I didn't understand it last year.
Yeah, you were just out of your mind. You were incredible last year. I mean, it was unbelievable what you did, and we're excited to have you every Thursday from here on out at 1 o'clock. Geek, who has his own app called the Sharp app. I mean, this dude is, you take it to another level. All right, so let me ask you. Let's start off with guy, like, stock up, stock down. Like, who are your guys you're drafting? Who are you guys you're targeting early in the draft?
Okay, so this season, the biggest question right at the top of the draft is, you know, there's really five players that I'm going to call super elite. It's Jonathan Taylor, Christian McCaffrey, and then three wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, Cooper Kupp, and Ja'Marr Chase. And, you know, I love them all. I love them all. I am shifting to Christian McCaffrey as my number one overall guy at this point. And it's just because, you know, Matt Rhule, there's no rope left there. They have to use their weapons. They have no chance. So I'm not going to predict an injury or anything like that. And if Christian McCaffrey, every game that he's in, he just smashes. So he's now elevated to the number one overall guy. And any one of those top five. The big thing this year, though, is a lot of people aren't used to drafting wide receivers in the top five. It's usually running backs all the way. But this year you could wait a little bit because guys like Justin Jefferson and Cooper Kupp and Chase will all produce better than and more consistently than running backs. So,
wow, sea chains. WR1 now is as important as the running back.
Yes. And they fall off quickly. Now, one of the things I prepared for today, I've got two players. See, I think it's easy to draft that first part of the draft. The way you win is by being right on picks later in the draft that really are essentially incorrectly priced. Right? Guys who are there way longer than they're supposed to. So I've got a couple of these for you guys for today that I picked out and that I think are really, really important players to keep in mind. And the first one, and this guy is not even going to be on the radar for a lot of people. I don't know who. That's who you're going to know. Who? I don't even know who that guy is, right? Running back from the Houston Texans, Damian Pierce, looked spectacular last week in the preseason game, averaging 9 yards per carry.
Fierce, right? Pierce, baby!
Fierce, right? Think about the Texans. What are they going to do? They have a young team, young quarterback. I think they're better than what people think, but are they really going to start Marlon Mack and Rex Burkhead, two, you know, dusty old veterans who have nothing to show, nothing to prove? No, they're not going to do that. It won't be long until Dameon Pierce takes over as the starter, and even if he doesn't, his ADP is RB36, meaning you're getting him in the last rounds of your draft. Your league mates have never even heard of this guy.
Like, oh, what? I love it.
One of the last picks, this guy could turn into a starter. He's got a 3-down skill set. I love Dameon. He's on every single best ball team I've drafted so far, 100% of them. He's moving up now, but I mean, I was getting him around 14, round 15. It was great.
So, now, you know what's amazing is that Lovie Smith quote, Dameon Pierce definitely caught my eye. Everybody is watching me, watching him. It's what we've been seeing in training camp. Wow.
So be careful, Dre. You know, I don't want that hype to build up too much. I like getting him late in the draft.
right. Nice.
You could take this running back late. Now, I've got another player, a wide receiver, who I believe has the best chance of replicating what Cooper Kupp did for us last season. Now, Cooper Kupp, we have to take him pick 3. All right, so we're not getting any special bargain. Last year, we got him in round 4. This year's quote-unquote Cooper Kupp at the wide receiver position.
Who?
Ready for this? Michael Thomas, wide receiver, New Orleans Saints.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
People forgot about him. He's been injured the last couple of years.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I drafted him last year. I thought he'd get better. You know, he ruined my team. I held him on the bench. Forget all that. He appears to be healthy. And this guy was the number one pick at wide receiver.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Are we really going to take 28 guys ahead of a potentially healthy Michael? Why? Why? He's better than all of them. So, not all, but I mean, I think Michael Thomas can deliver top 12 wide receiver numbers for pick 30. He is going 30th overall at the wide receiver position. So, that's the kind of pick that's going to let you win your league, because he's going to be hanging out as your third wide receiver. He's got Jameis Winston, who's a perfectly competent quarterback. As a matter of fact, a gunslinger. I think he's better than competent. I think Jameis Winston's fine. Okay. You know?
Oh, listen, ever since the eye surgery, too, like, he's gotten better. Listen, I hear you. He's always had talent. I think he grew a little bit. I agree. I think that's not an issue when you're looking at Thomas.
It's just the health. We're worried about his ankle. Listen, we're not a doctor. You're not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. We don't know. But it seems to be that the ankle thing is behind him. And so I think I like the lag. And this we do this with betting a little bit. You know, perception, right? Like, there's a misperception because he sucked the last 2 years because he was hurt. So now, you know, it kind of like downgrades him in everybody's eyes. And we all forgot about what a stud he was when he was starting. And we use that to our advantage. You know, 2 games into the season, the rust will be knocked off. And as long as he stays healthy, you have to expect top 10 wide receiver numbers. And if you can pull that with your WR3, you just take it's such a big edge on your competition.
Wow.
They're all taking Hunter Renfro over there. I mean, come on. Come on, man. Hunter Renfro with Davante Adams on the same team. Please. By the way, the Eagles look good. Do you know?
They look really good, really good.
They're across the board. Now, I'm not, you know, even A.J. Brown. Even Miles Sanders showed a little bit of life.
I like Miles Sanders. I think it's a contract year. I think he has a monster. Like, where's he going draft, Miles Sanders? He's got to be way down in the draft.
He's way down there. I'll pull it up. But he's about RB29. He's towards the back end. Listen, there's no faith in Miles Sanders.
Right. He could be a sleeper pick in these best ball deals.
Let me get it. Okay, he is going RB31. Yeah, I mean, you know, after Singletary, he's basically free in the draft. If you believe that Miles Sanders can be the guy, and I'm not on board. I don't know. He disappointed me way too many times. He's disappointed.
Dude, I'm telling you, He has a monster.
If he does.
Wow. I'm telling you, he has a monster. I'm telling you. I feel Sanders because when you look at the Eagles offense, and you're going to have A.J. Brown, you're going to have Devontae Smith, and I love Goddard, right? So you got three stud weapons. Quez is good. You know, the receivers are great. But Jalen can run. I think what that does is you're going to see seven in the box all day long, and I think the Eagles are going to get a lot of chunk plays. Big plays by Sanders, averaging over 5.5 yards a carry.
Listen, we saw a molasses-footed Albert Morris look amazing with a running quarterback, a Robert Griffin, back in the day at the helm. You know, so Sanders certainly always has talent. He seems to, I don't know, I feel like he self-destructs a little bit. I'd like to see him put it all together just this once. And, yeah, I hope so. But, you know, the Eagles have a pretty good backup over there. Waiting.
No, they don't have a good backup. No, I disagree.
You're not a fan of Kenny G?
No, Kenneth Gainwell. Well, listen, I like him out of the backfield catching balls. He's not a good runner. I mean, I know you're Mr. PPR, but
I like the catch. But yeah, I mean, it's something they need something out of the running back position.
I'm telling you, Sanders, I'm bullish on Miles.
I love it. I love your confidence, and I'm buying it. No one is more tied into that Eagles team than you guys. So you're kind of getting me excited. You might make me draft some Sanders here in some of these leagues. Again, he's kind of free anyway. If you make a mistake,
that's what I'm saying. Yes.
No big deal. You missed almost nothing. I'm going to give a couple names also, guys that are flying up the boards right now, some rookies. That especially after week one, people are really excited about. And no one is generating more buzz than Steelers rookie wide receiver George Pickens.
Yeah.
And this guy.
I liked him.
All the hype right now.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. Yeah.
You know,
I thought that was a good pick by them.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Great pick. I mean, and the Steelers, you know, you got to give respect to a team that knows how to draft wide receivers. They're good at this.
Yeah.
Right? Just the way that New England can't draft a wide receiver, we know they're going to screw it up every time. The Steelers don't screw it up. They're really, really good at drafting wide receivers. And Pickens was actually the number one guy before he got hurt. And he had some attitude issues, according to some teams,
yep.
But the Steelers loved his attitude. They like it. They like he's nasty, and they like it. So they like that attitude that he brings. And, you know, George Pickens at this point is going, he's a top four rookie sort of dynasty pick, meaning he's essentially looking like the best or the second, but right after Drake London, he's looking like the number two rookie wide receiver with the best chance to sort of be the best.
Now, the only issue is the quarterback. That's the problem that he's going to have.
Big problem over there at the quarterback position, and I don't trust that at all. Another guy that's flying up, and everybody's talking about him, we'll see if this is a hype job or not, is Romeo Doubs from the Packers. You know, everybody was talking about Christian Watson, but Romeo Doubs is the guy who's standing out right now, and I don't know if it's some preseason hype or what, but you know, he's not a bad guy to stash on your team as one of the last picks, as the last pick in your draft. And some of that hype kind of comes together. But really exciting. Lots of changes. Another name to keep your eye on, another rookie name that keep in the back of your thoughts. So this guy actually in high stakes leagues is now going in round 8 or 9, which I think is ridiculous in fairness. But 7th round rookie running back for the Chiefs, Isaiah Pacheco.
Yes, I know about him. He is doing what big time. I know exactly about Pacheco. Yep.
Pacheco, yeah, that's right. And he's already got the number two job pretty much sewn down.
Like, no, he's really good. Yep, I know. Yep.
When you read about sort of his skill set, you kind of wonder, he's fast, he can catch, he's got a three down. You kind of, how did he last until so late in the draft? I don't know. A lot of people kind of missed on this guy, but yeah, he could be something. And especially, you know, not too many people believe in Clyde Edwards-Helaire at this point. So, you know, would it shock me if...
No, I can see the Rutgers... from Rutgers University, the home of Tyrone Johnson. I mean, it would be amazing. I love the story. I do. I love the story. Hey, by the way, speaking of Pickens, my man, the Big Brain, says Pickens the favorite now for Rookie of the Year on the betting circles.
I mean, there it is. So I didn't even check those numbers. But I mean, can you believe it, right? Like, how does that happen? I still like Drake London. I think if Drake London can stay healthy, he's got a great shot at it as well. But, I think Pickens – who's the quarterback for the Steelers?
Well, that's the problem. I mean, you're going to hope the kid that the kid takes it. You know, it's Pickett to Pickens. Pickens. That's what you're hoping for.
It's you know, it's tough to trust. We had a. I'm a little shell shocked. I'm having PTSD from the rookie quarterbacks last year and how terrible they were.
Yeah.
It's tough to trust any of them this season.
Now, let me ask you a question. I was curious about one of your things, because you said the three receivers to go in the first round, Kupp, Jefferson. Who was the other one?
Kupp, Jefferson, and Chase.
Jamar Chase. Now, my man Guru says, what about Devontae Adams in the first round?
Devontae Adams probably, I'm not taking him in the first round, to be fair.
Okay.
I like Devon. His ADP is number 12 overall, so he is going at number 12 in high-stakes draft. So he's at the end of the first round.
All right.
And I think that's a fine spot for him. Listen, you know, he can't be what he was with Rodgers. The chemistry was too good. The biggest thing for me is I do think Adams is going to have a great year. I think he'll be fine with Carr. The biggest loser in the Adams thing is going to be Hunter Renfro. Hunter Renfro should not be going anywhere near the top 30 at this point, because he just becomes a little possession wide. He's not going to do enough to justify his spot. There's just not enough targets. It hurts Waller a little bit. It hurts Renfro a little bit. But yeah, I like Adams, but I'm not taking him in the first round. He's not the guy for me in the first round. I like him. If he falls midway in the second, at that point, I'm still taking running backs. Like, I'd rather have. I'm taking Swift over Adams. I'm taking Saquon Barkley, CeeDee Lamb.
Really?
I'm taking those guys over Adams. Yeah, definitely the running back.
Really? You're taking Saquon? I mean, how could you trust Saquon?
I want to believe.
And you're there. I'm sorry. You like his Saquon, huh? I wouldn't touch him. I'll be honest with you. I don't want to go near him.
It's so tough.
He stinks. They got no quarterback. They're lying. Like Brian Daboll, who I love, he's got a little bit of a reclamation project there.
He's got some work cut out for him. But what if, you know, it's risky. It's definitely risky, because what if Daboll can turn him around?
Yeah.
What if they don't suck? But they're going to suck. You know, it doesn't happen that way in the NFL. Just like I know the Jets. I'm sorry. I want to believe, but it's not happening. It's not happening for us this year. This kid is not the guy. I hate to say it, but.
I know you're a suffering Jet fan.
I don't feel
that's what turned the geek. Truthfully, that's like his superpower. Like he was a kid growing up as a Jets fan, and the Jets were so horrific and bad that it turned him into a fantasy geek.
I know,
and that's what happened. That's how you became geek, the one, the only.
I needed a rooting interest, cuz.
I know.
I needed a reason to watch the other games. Now, I didn't come on without bringing you some bets, too.
All right.
So I do have a couple of futures
bets. I got like a minute and a half, so you gotta go fast for me.
I'm going to give you my two lock button futures bets this year. First one, Patriots over 8.5 games. I'm sorry. How is it 8.5? I cannot even believe that. Do these guys know that there's 17 games now? Belichick does not have losing records. That's not who he is.
All right, we got over New England victories, all right?
over 8.5. And my other over, and I think this one's easy, and I think it easily smashes, is Lions over 4.5 games. That team was not bad. They got better as the season went on.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think they're
4.5.
I think they're a little sneaky. It's a bad division, too. I think they're, you know what, they could be better than the Bears.
There's no question. They get to play the Bears twice. Yeah. I think they play a less good than usual Packers team.
Yeah.
You know, slightly.
I agree.
Less good than their
I think you're dead right on that. I think that's a good selection.
17 games.
I know. I talked to some Detroit people. They're bullish on that. I mean, not to make the playoffs, but they think they're pretty decent.
I really, I think that smashes. I think they win 7 or 8 games. So I think that's one of the easiest months. And those are 50-50 odds, both of those bets. So get them now.
All right.
Those numbers are going to change. And we have it on the Sharp app. We have
all right, real quick, so because I got 30 seconds. Tell me about the Sharp app.
Yeah, I mean, the Sharp app, we're building new things in there every day. So we have a post up now with all the odds for all the different teams, win totals and futures. You got to check it out. Every single game has a breakdown. Every single game has a handicap, our own AI predictive model. We have a machine learning predictive model that improves every single game. It learns on its own. Eventually, might take over, might decide to eliminate humanity. I don't know. But for now, we're using it to win our sports bets. We've got every single prop covered with our own prediction. It tells you what the EV is. It's really, really the ultimate tool for sports bettors, and it's mostly free. Just download the Sharp app. Check it out. You got my fantasy football stuff on there as well. So
that's awesome. Yeah, I love it. All right, listen, next Thursday, we're going to do the Cousin Chunas mock draft. All right? So we're going to need you earlier for next Thursday because we're going to do our own mock draft. And in fact, Mrs. Chunas, I'm going to try to book her for it too because she's into fantasy this year.
I love it.
All right?
I'm in on this.
All right, Geek, you're the greatest, man. We love you, all right? Thanks, buddy.
All right, great to be back.
I love it. The Geek.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.